Big Woods U was an expansive campus with many large stumps and hollowed out trees. It was quite impressive, really. However, when did not asked to speak with a member of the faculty, she was tossed about like a leaf in the autumn wind. Finally, after what seemed like the passing of all four seasons, she was introduced to Professor Poison Oak in the science department. The pompous professor started by telling her, "I have only a fraction of a tree shadow to spare, as I am in the process of conducting a very important worm-watching experiment." When did not asked what type of job she could expect with a degree from Big Woods U, Professor Poison Oak granted and replied, "Job! Jobs are completely overrated. Being educated beyond all common sense and graduating with a mountain of debt should be satisfaction enough." Then he showed her the door. Needless to say, did not left Big Woods U unimpressed. Thankfully, her visit to Northwoods Tech went much better. From the moment she stepped through the front door, things just felt different. For example, she was greeted graciously and directed to student services, where she met with an incredible student advisor named Mr. Orange Leaves. Listened carefully and answered all of Did Not's questions. Then, based on her strength, her strong aptitude for numbers, and her career goals, he suggested one of the fantastic programs found in the School of Busyness. When her visit was over, Did Not knew precisely what to do concerning her choice between Northwoods Tech and Big Woods U. She would attend NTC. The day classes started, she was in the front row. There were so many things she wanted to know. Yes, there were challenges and the homework was tough, especially in twigonometry. Still Did Not stay focused, though at times it was rough. To make ends meet and to free up some tree shadow, she discontinued her streaming services.
The movies were mostly scary anyway.
Termite Inferno rips off, fire away, and beavers gone. She canceled her subscription to Good Stump Keeping and stopped shopping at Hollow Stick. Most notably, she put an end to her daily fix at Starbucks, where she often went to drink locally sourced raindrops and watch TikTok videos with her friends. Did Not give up these comforts and much, much more, because she always remembered what her sacrifices were for. She did, however, find a sale at Mulvey that was just too good to pass up. She's wearing it now.
Do you like it?
It took her a tree ring and almost two, but Did Not had finished before was not was through. When commencement day came, did cross that stage with a degree in her hand and the wisdom of a sage. She even got to shake hands with Dr. Brars, Provost Pondick, Dean Leverson, and her favorite instructor,
Mr. Burgess.
When Was Not saw how Did's knowledge grew, he said, "Why don't I sell MT heads to you?" Did Not replied, "This company is way too big for one little knot. Perhaps its purchase could come from the lot."
Was Not agreed, and the two of them met to organize an employee purchase of the firm. A contract was drafted.
With every I dotted and every T crossed, the deal was made final before the first frost. Every knot chipped in what money they had, and the balance was entrusted to the new college grad. The deal was signed like a royal decree, and Was Not retired to a driftwood on the sea. The first order of business for the new owners was to change the company name. Not heads, they called it, carving letters so plumb, proudly hanging their sign on the corporate stuff.
Naturally, they had a party at Cave and Dusters to celebrate. And just take a look at the guest list.
It was not impressive. Absolutely not, actually not. Best, not better. Not, cannot, do not, let's not. Maybe not, might not. Mostly not, must not. Of course not, ordinarily not.
although he was very difficult to see. Now empty heads and was not are gone, and some of the others have also moved on. Still the company is thriving, and the knotheads doing fine, making toys from all timber, though mostly from pine. And while under Did's guidance the company has grown, it's her lesson on learning which has yet to be shown. So here it is. While there are many who would and could and should, Did not Did go to college and earn her degree, when she could have made excuses or found satisfaction in the status quo, she embraced change and took action instead. There was no woulda, coulda, or shoulda in her vocabulary. She simply did it. The end. P.S. In time, Did not return to Big Woods U to earn that four-ring degree. And naturally, Professor Poison Oak made things very difficult for her. I'd tell you exactly what happened, but that would spoil the movie.